Hello and welcome to Be Meditation. Today we'll be meditating like we're a bee. The first meditation we'll do is to get cozy in your bed. Then stretch out your legs. Pretend you're growing. You're growing from a larvae to a pupae. And then you stretch out your arms. You feel your wings growing out. And your legs. And then you retract it like you were just born again. You take one deep breath. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You stretch out your legs, and stretch out your arms, and tuck everything back in. Now take a deep breath in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take one more. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we do the stretch one more time. Stretch out your legs. And then wiggle your toes. Stretch out your arms. Wide, 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 wide. And wiggle your fingers. Then you close your eyes and you've been born. Stay tuned for our next episodes. Goodbye.
Wonderland. Today's topic will be
how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here are some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. So an ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of a flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good. And a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. Another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably going to get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good. And a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar, instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when and this is only for bees because they're bees. If you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of bee stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello, and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here are some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. So an ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good. And a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. Another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you can just, or you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably going to get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here are some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. So an ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good. And a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. Another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all of these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. So an ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good. And a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees. If you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along, and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. So an ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when this is only for bees because they're bees. If you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a bee stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when and this is only for bees because they're bees. If you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of bee stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you can just, or you look at pictures of bee stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. Another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably going to get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here are some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar, instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. Another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here are some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. Another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you can just, or you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bee so they can only sting once. And if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. So an ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for a prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good, and a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees, if you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today's topic will be how bees got their stingers. This is a fictional story. Okay, let's start. Once upon a time, there were bees, but all these animals could just steal their honey because they had no defense. They just came in and took the honey. Like, the beetle every day would come in and then come out with a bunch of honey. And the bears could easily just break open the hive, take honey, and all the other animals. And the bees were flustered by this, that they couldn't defend themselves from these animals taking their honey. So Mother Nature came down and gave the bees stingers. And then when the beetle came along and tried to take their honey, the bees stung the beetle, and the beetle ran away. Same with the bear and all the other animals. But the bees went out to collect more pollen. But what they did was, even if the animals weren't going to take their honey, they just stung them anyways. So Mother Nature came down again and made the bees so they can only sting once. if they stung once, they couldn't sting again. So they'd have to use their stinger wisely, and they wouldn't just keep stinging and stinging. They'd have to do it only once. So then everything was in balance. They had a defense too. So they just, their honey didn't just get stolen, but they also couldn't do it over and over again. That's how the bees got their stingers. That was a fictional story. Here's some facts. Did you know bees were actually meat eaters around the prehistoric time? But then they found that they would wait for insects to fly and collect pollen from the flowers or nectar. They were ambush predators. An ambush predator is a predator that hides around waiting for prey to fly by or just come by, and then they ambush or attack. And that's what an ambush predator is. And that's what bees would do. They'd hide in the petals of the flower, wait for insects to come by, and then they'd attack and they'd eat the insects. But when they'd get exhausted from flying around, a bee tried the nectar and found that it was actually good. And a bunch of bees started doing this. And over time, they started to evolve to be a herbivore. And that's how we ended up with bees that eat honey, pollen, and nectar instead of them eating insects like wasps, hornets, and other insects like that. And another fact is, the reason bees die when they sting is because their stinger is attached to basically all their insides. So when they, and this is only for bees because they're bees. If you look at a bee's stinger, if you can get the chance to do that, you have to have a microscope, or if you look at pictures of a bee stinger, you'll notice that it's a hook. So if you've ever, you can try like bending a paper clip, sticking it in a rug, and in some rugs it's probably gonna get stuck. And that's basically how a bee stinger works. And then when they try to fly away, it rips their insides out, and that's how it kills them. Thanks for listening to Bees in Wonderland.